Thousands of Iranians took to the streets of the capital, Tehran, for a fifth straight night of anti-regime protests. But the large police and Islamic militant presence muted the turnout. Demonstrations in at least three other cities, however, indicate that the movement may be gathering pace. Large numbers of cars drove around Tehran University campus Saturday night, the scene of student-led protests in recent days. But would-be demonstrators were matched in numbers by police in riot gear and Islamic vigilantes wielding clubs and chains. Few drivers dared even to toot their horns in support of the protesters. This was in contrast to previous nights, which saw fierce clashes with demonstrators shouting slogans directed against Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Scores of people have been injured or arrested in recent days, while store windows and vehicles have been smashed. Police also arrested dozens of pro-clergy militants Sunday who fought their way into the university's dormitories beating up students. Student organizers say other protests took place in the southern cities of Shiraz and Ahvaz and in historic Isfahan in central Iran. Hardliners and reformists alike accuse Washington of fomenting the unrest. Iran's foreign ministry says the United States is flagrantly interfering in Iran's internal affairs. It also accuses Washington of exaggerating the significance of the protests. At the same time, Iran's pro-reform parliamentary speaker, Mehdi Karoubi, says all of Iran is firmly united in rejecting U.S. pressure. Demonstrations, hailed as a cry for freedom by Washington, have been directed against both Iran's pro-reform president, Mohammad Khatami, and hardline clerics who have blocked his attempts to bring about social and political change. Dale Gavlek, VOA News, Cairo.